Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And yesterday we were talking about anesthetics.
These are special medicines that make people fall unconscious, or which make one part of a body stop feeling anything.
Yes, patients are given anesthetics so they are not awake when a surgeon is doing an operation on them.
In order to give a patient anesthetic, you need a special kind of doctor.
This doctor is called an anesthesiologist. These doctors, they make all the decisions and they give all the directions. However, they will also have anesthesiologist assistants who do some of the actual practical work.
These assistants are well trained because they have to make sure they do their job right.
Because if something goes wrong, the patient might never wake up.
One of the first people to use anesthetic effectively was actually a dentist.
Yes, people who see the dentist need anesthetic too. Now, in today's article, we're going to find out more about what things were like before anesthetics and also how hard being an anesthesiologist can be.
Reading.
The Wonder of Anesthesia. Surgery was difficult and painful before effective anesthetics. Patients were awake during operations, even if they were having a leg cut off. These were horrible experiences.But surgeons tried to sew up their operations as quickly as possible. Still, patients would move around from the pain, which made operating more difficult. Anesthesia is necessary for surgery, so hospitals need plenty of anesthesiologists to avoid overworking them. It can be dangerous.If the anesthesiologists are busy looking after several patients at once, the physical and mental strain could prevent them from giving patients their full attention. A 2005 survey found that anesthesiologists in Taiwan worked an average of 60 hours a week. It's not uncommon for them to cover 4 or more operating rooms at the same time.However, medical guidance recommends one anesthesiologist attend only 3 rooms. This may be connected to the high number of anesthesia-related deaths in Taiwan. The survey also showed that anesthesiologists often had low salaries and experienced trouble supporting their families. Perhaps due to their poor work-life balance,less than half of them were willing to continue practicing anesthesia. If all these anesthesiologists quit their jobs, it would cause a major problem for hospitals across Taiwan.
So, part two of the article starts by saying, surgery was difficult and painful.Before effective anesthetics.
No kidding.
Saw your leg off.
Yeah, as the article says, patients were awake during operations, even if they were having a leg cut off.
Sometimes they weren't. Maybe they might just give them some, like, strong alcohol or something like that. There were other things they could do. To just make the pain not so bad. You see in movies, sometimes they just make people bite on a stick so they don't scream so much. And sometimes the pain would be so bad that they would just faint and fall unconscious. But really, before anesthetics, that was the best people could do.
It sounds awful. Mm-hmm. The article also says these were horrible experiences, but surgeons try to sew up their operations as quickly as possible.
Horrible is a great word for describing what it was like. Something that's horrible, it's awful. It's terrible and it's kind of shocking. Horrible things are terrible to see, never mind actually have happened to you. If we talk about a horrible accident, we mean people died or suffered bad injuries. If you say, oh, I had a horrible day, then that means some really bad stuff happened.
Horrible 这个形容词呢，就是可怕的。那如果我们看到它的名词叫做 horror, 恐怖的事情，恐惧的心情，像 horror movies, 恐怖电影，恐怖片。I can't imagine myself staying awake during an operation. It would be a horrible experience. No wonder surgeons try to finish the operations very quickly.
Yes, and that kind of brings us to the phrase we use there, sew up. Now, sew up is today's shortcut for you. Let's check out the video and see what this phrase means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
Do you want to get something to eat soon?
In a few minutes.
Can you just leave that until later?
I might as well keep working on it. I'll be able to sew it up in a few minutes.
How are you going to sew it? Is that glue not working?
Actually, to sew something up means to successfully finish or deal with an activity or plan.
I see. So to sew something up means 顺利解决或是顺利完成。
Exactly.
That makes way more sense.
There. All sewn up.
Great. Let's go eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to sew something up means to finish that thing. But since you need your body actually sewn up with stitches after surgery, the phrase in our article kind of has two meanings.
Okay, let's move on. The article also says, still, patients would move around from the pain, which made operating more difficult.
Yes, not many people would survive them. We are very lucky to live in times and places where medicine is much better and easier to get. Okay, so the next paragraph of the article talks about the difficult job that anesthesiologists do. It says, anesthesia is necessary for surgery, so hospitals need plenty of anesthesiologists to avoid overworking them. And yes, they are busy people because they have lots of decisions to make and lots of patients to look after.
Hospitals can't overwork them. 医院是不可以让他们过度操劳的。If they are overworked, which means they have too much work, this could cause problems. The article says that it can be dangerous if the...
Anesthesiologists
are busy looking after several patients at once.
Yeah, it's a tough word and a very long word to say. Good job if you can manage it. So, the phrasal verb look after means to take care of someone, to make sure they are safe and not in pain. We often use it when we talk about people who are sick, very old or very young,and kind of need someone to help them stay safe because they can't completely do it for themselves.
So, 我们说到的 to look after somebody, 也就是 to take care of somebody, 或者是 care for somebody, 照顾照料某个人。另外呢 be busy doing something 是忙着做某事。麻醉师如果忙着一次照顾多位病人是有危险的。You can't make them busy looking after several patients at once.
No, it would just be too difficult.
Yeah, next the article tells us,The physical and mental strain could prevent them from giving patients their full attention.
Yeah, if they have too many people, they can only go, okay, I've got to deal with you in like 15 minutes. But maybe really the patient needs a lot more time. So it puts this job, this kind of being busy, causes physical and mental strain. The word physical means to do with the body, while the word mental means to do with the mind.And it also could kind of relate to stress and emotions, as well as just this idea of having to do lots of brain work, okay? It's related to the adverb mentally, so something could be mentally difficult, which means it's very difficult to do a lot of. With mental, we could say someone with a mental illness looks fine, but their brain doesn't quite work properly.
Mental 这个形容词呢就是心理的，那 physical 也是形容词，代表是身体的。Here we are talking about physical and mental strain.
That's right. When we say strain, we mean very strong demands on someone's abilities. Physical strain could be hard physical work, makes you tired, or it could just be doing the same physical job again and again and again so much that it starts to cause pain on your back or your arms. Now, mental strain could mean making hard decisions all the time or thinking of lots of things and just not having any time to rest your mind.Think about when you have so much schoolwork to do, you barely have any time to relax and take it easy. This means you're under mental strain.
Strain 是个名词，代表压力。Mental strain 就是心理压力。Be under mental strain, 承受心理压力。另外呢 ,to put a strain on something, 代表在某事物上面放压力。For example, the bad economic newsPut a strain on everyone's nerves. 坏的经济消息造成大家的压力。So back to the article. The physical and mental strain we're talking about here are bad for any workers,、mm-hmm. but for doctors who have to care for others, it's worse.
Yes, because if they make mistakes, it could cause someone to die. The article gives us some facts to explain more about this problem. It says...A 2005 survey found that anesthesiologists in Taiwan worked an average of 60 hours a week, which is a lot. Now, here we use the word average to mean the most common number. We could also use it in like a math way. I'll explain that in a moment. Some of these doctors will work more, some a bit less, but the most common number of hours they work is 60.If you were doing the real math, you'd add up all the hours by all the doctors and then divide that by the total number of doctors. And it would end up somewhere around 60. We could also say that something like the average score for students on this test, or the student's average score, the average of students, is 84%.
在佩老师给的例句当中呢 ,average 当形容词用 ,the average score 就是平均的成绩。不过呢 ,average 在文章当中当名词用代表的是平均值。And average of 后面加的数字就是平均之后的结果。2005年的调查结果显示呢台湾的麻醉师啊平均一星期工作60个小时。60 hours is a lot.
Yes, I only work 40 hours most weeks, andThat seems pretty busy.
Yeah.
Now, the article then goes on and says, it's not uncommon for them to cover 4 or more operating rooms at the same time. To cover these rooms means the doctor is responsible for the patients in all the rooms, so that's a lot of patients.
It's also too many for one doctor,、mm-hmm. as we see in the next sentence, which says, however, medical guidance recommends one anesthesiologist attend only 3 rooms.
Yeah, so it says they should only see 3, here they're doing 4. The word guidance means advice or information aimed at kind of resolving a problem or a difficulty, especially because it's usually given out by an authority, an organization. It's kind of like a guide saying what to do. It's a bit like the rules. This is what you should do.So this is medical guidance, so it's kind of like the rules or the proper way to work for doctors and nurses. So the guide, maybe there's a book, it says one anesthesiologist to 3 rooms. That is a safe number, that's a normal amount of work, so that's what the guidance says. So one per 4 rooms, that's maybe too much.
我们这边看到的 guidance, 它当名词是指导、引导。那 medical guidance 就是医学指引。It recommends one anesthesiologist attend only 3 rooms. 医学指引建议一位麻醉师呢一次照顾三间手术室里的病患就可以了。这个句子呢是省略了两个字而来的哦。哪两个呢？是 that 还有 should。原句是这样的。 it recommends that one anesthesiologist should attend only three rooms. 在这样的句型当中呢，动词后啊，由 that 带出的名词子句中可以省略 that， 也可以省略 should。同样的句型呢，还可以搭配另外常见的五个动词，有表示命令的 command， 表示要求的 ask 和 require， 还有表示建议的 suggest， 还有 advise。For example, the doctor suggested I exercise more. 医生建议我多运动。原句是什么呢？ The doctor suggested that I should exercise more. 所以 that 和 should 都是可以省略的。
So we've got this idea, one anesthesiologist should attend only three rooms of patients. And we can learn why this is a problem in the next sentence. It says this may be connected to the high number of anesthesia-related deaths in Taiwan. So like we said, if doctors are too busy, they can't always focus and concentrate properly, and they may need to make decisions very quickly. And no matter how good you are,People in this situation will make mistakes, and mistakes with anesthetics can be deadly.
没错 can be deadly. 麻醉师呢，一次照顾太多病人的话是会出事的。所以应该依照医学指引上面说的，一次照顾三间手术室的病人就好了。Let's move on to the next paragraph. It talks about other problems that these doctors face. It says, the survey also showed that
anesthesiologists
often had low salaries and experienced trouble supporting their families.
The word salary means the pay you get for your job. We could also say your pay or your wages. A high salary means you make lots of money, while a low salary means you don't make much. You might move to a different job for a better salary, or maybe if you're good at your job, your boss might raise your salary.
Salary 这个名词呢是薪水，我们可以用 high and low 来形容薪水的高低。High salary 高薪 ，low salary 低薪。Unfortunately, they have low salaries in Taiwan. 台湾的麻醉师呢，通常都只有低薪。And we also see that perhaps due to their poor work-life balance, less than half of them were willing to continue practicing anesthesia.
We have a few things to look at here. First, the phrasal verb due to, which means the same as because of. It's used to give a reason for something or the cause of something.
Due to 代表因为，也就是 because of 这个片语的意思。那 to 跟 of 都是介系词，所以两个片语后面你都只能加名词或动名词哦。那调查显示呢，少于一半的麻醉师愿意继续在他们的工作岗位上 ，and it's due to their poor work-life balance.
That's right. Now here the word balance is—it means a situation in which two or more different things are equal, or at least in the correct amounts.So a work-life balance means the right amount of work and the right amount of not work. So fun, friends, family, hobbies, and so on. We could also talk about a sports team having a balance between trying to score and trying to stop the other team from scoring.
Balance 这个名词呢是平衡、均衡。文章中提到的 work-life balance 代表的是工作与生活之间的平衡。达到工作和私人生活之间的平衡是很重要的。It's very important to strike a balance between work and personal life. 文章中讨论的麻醉师就是工作与生活之间失衡，才不想继续 practice anesthesia.
Yeah, that's another thing we saw in the sentence. The use of the verb practice.The doctors practice anesthesia. Now, this just means it's what they do. We often say doctors practice medicine. We use it for lawyers as well. They practice law. It's only really used for those two careers, but it just basically means they do that job.
Practice 在文章中呢，指的是从事某专业性高的职业。Doctors practice medicine, 医生行医。Lawyers practice law, 律师执法。那 anesthesiologists practice anesthesia, 麻醉师执行麻醉。
Yes, and the article finishes by saying, if all these anesthesiologists quit their jobs, it would cause a major problem for hospitals across Taiwan.
所以如果台湾的麻醉师都辞职了，那是会造成医院很多麻烦的。We all hope that doesn't happen.
Yes, let's treat them better, give them better pay, yeah, and not make them work so hard.
Better salary, higher salary. And that brings to the end of our two-day article.
Yep, it's now time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what do you think surgery was like before anesthesia?
Without anesthesia, surgery would have been incredibly painful.
Yes.
I guess they must have used something to prevent their patients from feeling the pain.
Yes.
Was it alcohol?
Yeah, it was alcohol. In the very old days, they might give them special leaves to chew on.
Yes.
Willow bark.
Oh.
Because willow bark can be a painkiller, and in fact that's used to make some painkillers.
Cool.
But that's, in the old days, in fact, it was barbers who would often do this job.
You had, 理发师?
Yeah,
barbers?
So you could get a haircut and they'd cut your leg off. That's why barbers' poles are red and white.
Oh, because,
of the white towels of the red blood.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have to put the towels with the blood on poles to kind of dry them and then wash them out.
That's why.
So, yeah, it basically wasn't pleasant. It took a long time before not just anesthetics, but also the kind of chemicals we use to keep things clean.
Mm-hmm.
Most of this stuff has really only come about in the last 200 years.
Yeah.
So a lot of things like that means that's why we're living longer. That's why we're surviving some things that before that you wouldn't survive.
Mm-mm.
You know, you just wouldn't come back from that. But that is the end of our article on anesthetics. Hopefully there hasn't been too much medical English for you. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The wonder of anesthesia. Surgery was difficult and painful before effective anesthetics. Patients were awake during operations, even if they were having a leg cut off.These were horrible experiences, but surgeons tried to sew up their operations as quickly as possible. Still, patients would move around from the pain, which made operating more difficult. Anesthesia is necessary for surgery, so hospitals need plenty of anesthesiologists to avoid overworking them. It can be dangerous,if the anesthesiologists are busy looking after several patients at once. The physical and mental strain could prevent them from giving patients their full attention. A 2005 survey found that anesthesiologists in Taiwan worked an average of 60 hours a week. It's not uncommon for them to cover four or more operating rooms at the same time.However, medical guidance recommends one anesthesiologist attend only three rooms. This may be connected to the high number of anesthesia-related deaths in Taiwan. The survey also showed that anesthesiologists often had low salaries and experienced trouble supporting their families. Perhaps due to their poor work-life balance,less than half of them were willing to continue practicing anesthesia. If all these anesthesiologists quit their jobs, it would cause a major problem for hospitals across Taiwan.
Vocabulary Review.Horrible. The man lost both his legs in the horrible scooter accident. Mental. Stress can have a negative effect on your mental health. Average. Stacy goes to the gym an average of twice a week.Guidance. Luke's older brother gave him some guidance on what to expect at senior high school. salary. Georgina did so well at work that her boss increased her salary and made her a manager. Balance. Emma feels happy with her life because her work-life balance is just right.